Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's Hope Day, and it's time for the news. Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank just made it easier for schools to get the pandemic supplies they need now so education can continue. The Fremont Bank Foundation has donated nearly $600,000 to Bay Area school districts so they can buy personal protective equipment, Wi-Fi access, and more to keep everyone healthy and learning. That is Fremont Bank, everyone.
Yay!
Okay, so a bunch of stuff really to get to here. Small, short things, but I thought it was... Each one of them is sort of COVID-related just to get you updated. If you remember the controversy at Good Sam Hospital in Los Gatos, the CEO apparently allowed teachers to sign up as frontline workers, and they all got vaccines. And then the news broke that teachers got vaccines that they probably shouldn't have gotten. Well, this CEO now has resigned.
Wow.
This is just weeks after the hospital gave the educators the coronavirus vaccine, but it's been a problem for them. And they say no one has been fired and no one resigned because of the controversy.
Mm-hmm.
He's just weirdly decided to move on from a job he's only been at for 4 years. But okay, if you say so. They say we are sad to see him go and wish him well in his future endeavors. So good for them. I don't know. I know one of my kids was born at Good Sam, and that same kid ended up at Good Sam for a week last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Good Sam. I think they're a great hospital, and they've been great to my family. And even the people who helped her last year were so freaking awesome. So I don't know. Okay, so the CEO moves on and gets a new gig. Have a good one.
I feel like teachers should get inoculated. I feel like, you know, that's how we get school back in. But
yeah, you know, no, I'm sure that's what
like,
they
I'm
were thinking.
I'm actually surprised that was an issue. But okay, you know, I get that there's priorities and lists and people, everybody wants it. So you got to do it fairly.
Oh, you know what? Maybe I should have had this one ready. There's also, if you've been thinking about lying about a medical condition so you can jump the vaccine line. They say here that's a bad idea for a bunch of reasons, including the whole lying thing. But yeah. They say one of which is your insurance company may see your condition and raise your rates. So I don't know what scams people are up to in order to get this.
Just wait. They're going to have it for everyone. Just wait your turn. It sucks. It's hard to be patient. There's no question. But just wait.
We all know we were just talking about people's job loss and hunger. You had a story about it. There's an awful new trend, they're saying. They're calling it high-tech dine and dashing, where people order food through a delivery app, and then they dispute their charge with the credit card company to get a refund.
Oh, come on.
They say this is happening so much, it's been driving some restaurants out of business.
Oh, my God.
On top of the fact that they're dealing with COVID and just barely able to function and stay in business in the first place, this little move has canceled
some.
Yeah, well, that's happening out there.
Don't do that. Don't be awful. God, some people are awful.
Yeah.
Do unto others. What's the golden rule? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you, whatever it is. Something like that. What are you doing?
It would help if you could actually remind us what it is.
It's something like that. Do unto others as you would have done unto you. Something like that. Treat other people the way you yourself would like to be treated. How's that? Is that easier?
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right.
All right.
I think it says,
didn't you go to Bible school? Come on.
No, I didn't go that. Do to others what you would have them do to you is
perfect.
What it says.
Mm-hmm. The whole unto thing must be a Bible thing.
Yeah, that's probably, yeah.
Speaking of the Bible, did you like Striper?
Yeah.
You did?
I saw Striper.
Even though they're a God band?
Yeah, I love their songs. I don't care about the into God. I know and love a lot of people who are totally into God.
Well, I know, but I'm just surprised that you're like, I'll listen to songs
I just don't believe, but I, you know, Jesus, he makes me want to sing. Come on. He makes me want to sing. Oh, my God. They're so good. And they were so good live. And even the preaching stuff that the guy was doing from the stage, I was like, fine. Just tell it. Amen, brother.
By the way, I'm going to cover Nicole for a second. Nicole's grandpa is Jesus, by the way, so you may want to.
No, Jesus, full on. I believe in him.
Thank you.
Thanks. Jesus.
Right.
Get a striper, Jesus.
Jesus. The reason I bring it up is I was just reading the guy.
Here it is. Oh, so good. They were so good live.
I was reading an article from the lead singer. The lead singer was talking, and he was saying,
are they still around?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
The lead singer, I think his last name's Sweet?
Yeah, Matthew Sweet. Michael Sweet. Michael Sweet. That's it.
He was talking about how, well, you know, the Bible's the next thing to get canceled, right? And I was like, oh.
Well, there's a lot of stuff in there that's like, really? That? What?
Yeah, I mean, I hadn't thought about it, but I, you know, he goes, we've been handing out Bibles at our shows forever, and I'm expecting any time now to be told that the Bible's been canceled and we're no longer allowed to do that. And I thought, wow.
Best-selling book of all time.
Yep. That is interesting.
Check under.
Anyway,
fiction.
Don't high-tech dine and dash, everyone. And
yeah,
one
don't
other
do it.
Story here. They say Stockholm Syndrome has set in. According to a new survey, 53% of people say they're going to miss some aspects of being locked down. They're going to actually miss it. They've grown
I've fallen
to love.
In love with the pandemic.
Yep. In quarantine, once the pandemic is over, they're going to miss it. They're going to miss some of this stuff.
Mm. Like what?
That they don't say what things they'll miss, but over half of people say they're going to miss some of the stuff from quarantine. Maybe it's, you know.
Just spending time with your dog, you know. I mean, having to leave your dog home every day is going to be a thing. Your dog's going to have some withdrawal. Your dog loves his total Stockholm Syndrome for the pandemic.
Is that on the list?
Withdrawal?
Yeah, add that to the list. Yeah. Add it to the list.
Withdrawal? Yeah. I don't have a list for me.
Oh, well, you should.
No, but I meant for Vinny's list.
No,
I say withdrawal.
I wasn't sure which one.
He says, how do you say it?
I don't want to say
just
it ever
say
again.
It. Just try
no,
and say it.
I can't say it. Now that you've made it a thing, now I can't say it. Damn it. God. Someone wrote in and goes... You know, I get it. You know, we're all having a great time at my expense, but you don't need to, every single thing doesn't need to be pointed out. Someone wrote in and said, where is it? Can you please stop saying else? It's not a word.
Well, let me put that on the list.
Oh, that's not on the list.
I can't believe I didn't already have that on the list. Let me find it. Vinny's words. God, else on the list. That is.
Cares. I like it, Vinny.
I like it too.
Say what
trying
you
to
want.
Many
entertain
words.
You people.
There we go.
So
thank
hostile
you.
All the time.
I got both, but I don't. I'll put else next to both.
Thanks.
Else.
A company in Austin sponsored free weddings for two couples who've gone above and beyond during the pandemic. One is a pair of occupational therapists who turned their office into a COVID recovery center, and the other couple are journalists who've been covering the pandemic for local news nonstop. Free weddings.
Wow.
That's nice, right?
That is nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's, boy, a free wedding. That you don't hear about that every day. Those things are pricey. I mean, that's, you know, boy.
And,
it's
and
just
while
a party.
Many of us haven't had an opportunity to see our family in a while. A new survey found that 43% of Americans wouldn't want their family to live close enough that they could pop in any time.
The pop-in is not good. An hour
them.
Away is the is.
I miss
good.
Them, but I don't want them to move here. Mm. Nope.
Don't want them living next door.
They say 30% of us have thought about moving closer to family in the past year, but they don't want to be too close to people. I think an hour is good. You're right.
I think an hour is just right. It makes it for a great Sunday afternoon visit.
Men are most likely to want some buffer space between their parents or in-laws.
Hmm.
The babysitter thing, though, is nice.
It is, and if you live too far away, it's tough, you know?
Most people feel like this has been one of the most difficult aspects of COVID, though, is not getting to see your family. I think even more difficult is if your family gets sick and you don't get to go in with them.
That's tough. A lot of people this year, 500,000 families have had someone go in and not come out and didn't get to see them again.
Right.
That is harsh.
People were asked, what are the things, what things happened in your life that made you feel grown up? Because often, doesn't matter how grown up you get, you still find yourself feeling like, I still feel like me.
Yeah.
I was still me then, and I'm still me now, so I still feel all those things. But owning a home is the number one thing that makes someone feel grown up. Getting your first full-time job. Moving out of your parents' house, that's a big deal.
It is.
And yet you still make super bad decisions right when you move out, so you can't call that grown up.
Well, that's how you do. That's where you do your real growing. Once you leave your parents' house, that's when your life starts. And so you've got a lot to learn still, but you can't expect to make no mistakes.
Well, and first among them is budget. Hello. Yeah. Budget. Yeah. You can't spend most of your check on the doobie weed and hope to make rent, too.
That is true, Vinny.
Right. Graduating from school, getting married, knowing your credit score, planning your meals in advance. Prep work. Having kids and getting your driver's license are the things on the list that made people feel grown up, everybody.
It's weird. You don't want your kids to grow up too fast, but it is, you actually have, you know, there's like pride and joy in seeing them take steps into their own lives. You know,
I'm watching my daughter
kids for such little amounts of time.
My daughter's only 7, and I watch her go back and forth between her wanting, she's jealous of her little sister, who's just a baby. And so, like, I'll put her sister on my shoulders and be walking around, and, you know, and sister's like, yay, I'm so tall. This is incredible. And then Isla will be like, I'm next. And I think, oh, my aching back. You know, I'm 50 something, right?
That's on you, buddy.
Yeah.
You're still daddy. You're just daddy to them.
And so there I am doing it. I mean, her head's hitting the ceiling fan, but.
Yeah. Try not to get her head chopped off if you could. That'd be
crazy.
Her mom will not be psyched.
This was just last night. I had my 7-year-old on my shoulders and we're walking around the house and she's just in heaven pretending she's a baby. And
literally
then,
in heaven.
And today she will have a mini skirt on, which is just the two things do not go to. Anyway.
Put on your full. Let's get you in a snowsuit right now.
Just the other day I go, I know we're in the house. I know you're just relaxing. But if you're going to wear a skirt, you have to learn how to sit in a mini skirt. Underwear in full view. I'm like, that Mirko kid is getting a show. Like, we really got to work on this. I don't like
it. You know your dinosaur friend? Here's an aspirin. Keep your knees clamped on this at all times. If you drop the aspirin, you have to come inside.
I don't know how that works. Is that a conversation your mom has with you, or how does this information
get? I'm sure mothers have that.
I tell my nieces all the time. I'm like, you have to sit like a lady because they love to wear dresses, but when they're on the couch, they just
the legs wall
spread
apart.
And
right.
Even my sister's fiance is like, can you sit like a lady, please?
Right. If you're gonna wear the lady clothes,
yeah.
Now if you want to go put your jeans on, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Right.
I never liked dresses when I was a kid, so it was never a problem for me. I just picked my butt.
We are still at my house. That kid is 3 costume changes a day.
Oh my God, that's got to be exhausting. I really see the parents of girls and the struggles. I would just grab the top T-shirt, the top pair of pants, and a new pair of underpants, and throw them on the bed and go put those on and leave. And then a couple minutes later, there they would be with the shirt on inside out and backwards and, you know, one sock on a hand, the other one hanging out their ear. It was great. Like, the kid, boys don't care. Girls, though.
No.
And man, every girl we knew, they had all the Disney dresses, like all the Disney princess dresses, and they were tattered. Mm-hmm. And they would wear them every day. And they had a smell to them.
Do you like, put, do you make her wear leggings or shorts
underneath the, like the?
Well, I don't make her do anything because I'm letting mom handle that. But she was just the other night, I was getting an underwear show. So that's what I'm speaking to is no, there were no shorts. This was her underwear on full display.
London.
And I'm
I
like,
see France.
Why even wear the skirt? I mean, honestly, you're just showing
take it
me
off.
Everything
run around
under
naked.
There.
Well, because if we do go out in public, my sister does make sure that they have shorts or leggings on underneath their dress. Because sometimes, like, we don't have time to really
pull their shirt. Yeah, sure. You know? I mean, your butt showing. I don't have time to fix that.
Yeah.
One, I got time for one last story. A guy named Angel Mazdev. He tried to rob a bank in South Carolina on Thursday by putting a note in the pneumatic tube at the drive-thru. I can't believe they still have those things.
Yeah, I haven't seen those in years.
I mean, it's South Carolina the whole time, but still.
Yeah.
You'd think
so
that
the note
ATM
was like, I'm out here in my car and I'm going to
yeah,
be
he
real
put
mad
a note.
If you don't give me.
His note told the tellers to put all the money from the drawers back in the tube or, quote, he'd kill. Except the threat.
No, that's not funny.
The threat lost a lot of its power because, you know, he's outside and they're inside. And so the bank employees called the cops and they got there while Angel was still waiting for his tube of cash.
Well, he just assumed that it was going to take them a while. So he's listening to the radio, bopping.
They're trying to fit all the cash into the tube. So
we're going to have to use more than one tube, sir. I hope you can
hang
you
tight.
Can just hold on.
Be right with
we're
you.
We're getting it ready. We're starting with the big bills. I assume that's what you'd like first.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 408 says, Vin, my four-year-old granddaughter wears little shorts under her dresses. I think normally she does that, and her mom's very modest to begin with, so I'm sure there's gonna it's being handled. I just know that I was like, okay. Stop it. I could see. Okay. Anyway, you know what I'm getting at. It's not good. My daughter always wears dresses and skirts, but she's really paranoid about her undies showing, so she insists on wearing shorts underneath. That's good.
That is good. That's what she should do.
Hope we find ourselves there at some point.
It's like when you're a cheerleader and you have those little, you know, hot pants on underneath.
Spanx.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Met the high school cheer. I mean, when I was in high school, everyone, so this is not, you know.
So 35 years ago, go on.
Yes, many years ago. I did like the cheerleaders, though. That was a big fan.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're the best.
The sweaters and the skirts and the whole having fun thing. I like
the
that.
The saddle shoes.
Yeah.
Good times.
Yes, the skirt conversation is one you have. Ha, 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 ha.
I never had to have it. It's great. I got the right kids. It's so true. I don't know what I would have done with girls. I'd be a terrible role model for girls. Like, I don't know. Don't brush your hair. I don't care.
Look at 707 to my rescue. Vinny, you're not the only one who pronounces words funny. What about Sarah and her hot dog or rum?
Well, maybe you should start your own list.
Also. There's a few
also,
for you. LOL.
Also. Yeah, go ahead and start a list. I just, I'm not going to keep a list on me because as far as I'm concerned, I'm saying all those words right. Hot dog, that's how you say it.
Okay,
rum,
of course.
That's where it is.
Rum. All right.
Mara,
well, anyway,
that's what
I'll be back. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and read the rest of the text. The number's 800-400-3697. It's Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.